once you have a good idea of where the base of the tongue needs to be for each of those notes, then we can work on getting the other positions to fine-tune the sound and get that harmonic out a little bit clearer. Again, you really don't want to move on to this spot until you really know where the base of the tongue needs to sit. You really don't want to work on the base of the tongue until you have a solid core kume sound. Everything builds off of each other, and you want to take it one step at a time so you really end up with a nice sound. But once you're ready to tweak up the harmonic sounds, the best position is sort of the kind of European umlaut vowel sort of shape, kind of between a kind of sound. So your jaw, your lower jaw goes to kind of not quite an E, a little bit off of E, kind of and then move your lips to an almost an oo position. So the jaw is kind of down and forward. It almost feels like you're dislocating your jaw a little bit when you get it right. The jaw down and forward, kind of and then the lips to an oo kind of shape. But keeping the jaw and that don't move your jaw up or it'll mess things up. I'll start with an open ah, get a harmonic, and then I'll move the jaw and the lips into the proper shape so you can hear the progression of all the sound. This time we're working on the oo kind of position. So you can try that with the various vowel shapes and again micro adjusting things to really tweak up the individual harmonic sounds. Once you have a pretty good idea of where you get those harmonic sounds and the right positions for everything, then you can work on starting to do some melodies.